USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump ended Saturday, with Trump being acquitted of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. 57 senators voted to convict, while 43 voted to acquit, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed for conviction. Representative Eric Swalwell said he knew more in the room were uncomfortable with the former president's actions that day, but the California Democrat tells CNN that he believes he and his fellow impeachment managers made their case to the American people.
The number of senators who said guilty today did not match the number of senators I watched over days who were concerned and moved and bothered by what Donald Trump did. I can't explain why they could not find the will to say guilty, but I think the American people forever know just who Donald Trump is and what he did not do when we needed him.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Aftershocks are a big worry for Japan after a large tremor in the Mariana Trench. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A strong 7.3 earthquake has hit off the northeast coast of Japan. Officials say it was an aftershock of the big earthquake, which happened nearly 10 years ago. It shook Fukushima, but there was no threat of a tsunami. A government spokesperson said there were no immediate reports of any irregularities from any of the nuclear plants in the area. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Census Department says it won't be able to deliver data used for redistricting congressional seats until the end of September, citing delays in the Bureau's work because of the COVID pandemic. The data was initially due by March 31st, as state legislatures and redistricting committees will now face a time crunch to redraw congressional and state legislature districts in time for candidates to file for the 2022 election cycle. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Following the acquittal of President Trump Saturday, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt explained his issues with the impeachment proceedings, telling reporters that he believed that there was no precedent to impeach a president after they'd left office.
It was my view when we started, and it's my view now, that the purpose of presidential impeachment is to remove a person from office, not to punish an individual who is no longer in office. There are other ways to do that if others think that's appropriate. This is a political process. Nobody argues that. But from a constitutional point of view, frankly, I thought the House managers made a mistake by assuming that because all the Democrats and a handful of Republicans had voted that we had jurisdiction to never argue with those of us who thought we didn't have jurisdiction why we were wrong. I think my personal view is the Constitution is clear on that. I think the people I work for, if you ask people in Missouri who've thought about this, what the purpose of impeachment would be, 9 out of 10 of them would say to remove someone from office, not to punish somebody who previously served in office.
And in top 25 action on the college hardwood Saturday, number 1 Gonzaga handled San Francisco 100-61. Number 19 Creighton dropped number 5 Villanova 86-70. Arkansas upset number 10 Missouri 86-81 in overtime. And number 25 Rutgers beat Northwestern 64-50. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.